Fed-Cal trade ended last week steady to a touch higher. Elevated prices for beef middle meats and Australia's shift to more grain-fed production could further underpin slaughter bull and slaughter cow prices, says ag economist Andrew P. Griffith, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 21st of March. Softer feed futures prices, late week firmness in cash trade, and higher outside markets helped support cattle futures Friday. Corn futures closed 2 to 12 cents lower in old crop contracts, and then mostly a penny lower to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed fractionally lower to 3 cents lower through Jan of 23, and then mostly 11 to 13 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.25 higher, from 45 cents higher in spot March to $1.57 higher. Live cattle futures closed an average of 66 cents higher, from 35 cents to $1.15 higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade on Friday ranged from slow on light demand to mostly inactive on light demand, with too few transactions to trend in any region, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices last week were steady in the Southern Plains and Nebraska at $138 a hundredweight. They were steady to $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $140. Dress prices were a dollar higher in Nebraska at $221 and steady to $3 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $222. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week of 644,000 head was the same as a week earlier, but 15,000 head more than the same week last year. Total estimated year-to-date cattle slaughter of 7.1 million head is just 2,000 head fewer than the same time last year. Total estimated year-to-date beef production is 13.3 million pounds more than last year at 5.96 billion pounds. The seasonal turn in wholesale beef prices was also supportive last week. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.11 higher Friday afternoon at $258.16 a hundredweight. Select, though, was 3 cents lower at $250.65. Although mixed, based on weekly auctions monitored by Cattle Current last week, cash calves and feeder cattle prices were more optimistic, with heavyweight feeders and grass-suited calves appearing to find the most favor. Prices Friday continued the mainly stronger trend. Steers weighing 600 to 650 pounds and 700 to 750 pounds sold steady to $3 higher at Herod Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there are 3,773 head. There was no trend for heifers. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 600 to 750 pounds sold $2 higher at Lexington Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Heifers weighing 550 to 800 pounds sold steady to $4 higher, except for $7 lower at 600 to 700 pounds. There were 2,414 head on offer. Finally, steer calves and yearlings sold $2 to $5 higher at Santa Teresa Livestock Auction in New Mexico. Spayed heifers also traded $2 to $5 higher. There were 1,203 head on offer, all from Mexico. Remember, you can get a Monday-to-Monday market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You can find details about the free podcast at calfnews.net.
Whoa! Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Major U.S. financial indices continued to scale higher Friday, extending the midweek relief rally as investors apparently grew more comfortable with the Fed trajectory for interest rates, as well as potential fallout from Russia's attack on Ukraine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 274 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 51 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 279 points. Also on the day, West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed $1.21 to $1.72 higher in the front six contracts. Elevated prices for beef middle meats and Australia's shift to more grain-fed production could further underpin slaughter bull and slaughter cow prices going forward, says Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments. He explains higher beef prices will certainly result in some consumers reducing the quantity of steaks purchased and increase the quantity of ground beef purchased. As well, he says, the shift in Australia production to include more grain-finished beef will likely reduce the supply of lean grinding beef, which is a commodity commonly imported by the United States. A reduction in that supply will increase the price of imports, which in turn should increase the price of grinding beef from cows. Currently, Griffith notes, slaughter cow and slaughter bull prices increased $8 a hundredweight from January to February, and they're likely to be another $4 to $6 higher by the end of March. He adds, the increase in March will not likely be the end of such increases, as the seasonal tendency is for slaughter cow and bull prices to continue increasing through June. As noted in the previous issue of Cattle Current, beef prices and high inflation appear to be shifting some consumer buying decisions. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, David Anderson, Extension Livestock Economist at Texas A&M University, explains, there's some evidence of consumers shifting purchases to more ground beef and fewer steaks in response to high retail prices. There's also evidence of some shifting to less expensive select beef cuts and away from higher priced choice and prime. By way of illustration, Anderson says, both the cow beef cutout and wholesale 90% lean beef for ground beef are well above a year ago at $229 and $284 a hundredweight respectively, while wholesale middle meat prices dropped in recent weeks. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 21st of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.